Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and income poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luck heirs who will let us get away with it.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Rizak. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody for finding us today. Today is Tuesday, so we'll have Leslie joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land would like to talk to us tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you onto the show. Leslie, you didn't press 1. I'm going to guess that you're available, so I'm going to bring you on and see what happens.
Yay! Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course I can hear you. I'll always assume I can hear you.
Okay, well, that's awesome. I thought I did press 1, but okay.
Anyway, we're here, so it's been a while, so I'm glad to hear
Yay.
Your voice again.
It feels so good to be back. Oh, my goodness. You know, sometimes life just happens, and it's been a little extra lifey lately.
So don't forget, Leslie, with or without you, I am taking not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after off for my 50th birthday.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And congratulations on, you know, half a century here. That's going to be a really, really big deal. Or it is a really big deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't care if I was 47 or 39 or some weird number, but 50, I have to take that off.
You know what? That's a big celebration. You know, you've made it halfway to 100, and not everybody gets it. That not everybody makes it. So,
yeah. So whether you're the host or the co-host, I don't care. I just hope that you can cover me.
Okay. It looks, the way things are right now, it seems like I should be able to.
Okay. Unless you're one of these Democrats that are vowing that they're going to have civil war against you.
Oh, well, if I made my name by making fun of people, like calling Clay Aiken Bacon, then, you know, I might be outraged. But, you know, I'm not a washed up comedian with a terrible red hair guy job. So,
and also the lead singer of the Dropkick Murphys basically said the same thing at a concert yesterday.
Wow, they're still around.
Yeah, I thought that myself.
Oh, okay. Well, all
but
right.
You know what's
well,
funny is these people that don't own guns are threatening people with war where we have guns and they don't, but they think they have special powers.
Well, you know, the little dog always barks the most.
I don't know how many people are thinking, well, I was going to vote for my Republican congressman, but since Kathy Griffin and the lead singer of the Dropkick Murphys both threatened war against me, I'll vote Democrat. I don't know anybody that's thinking that in their heads.
You know, I don't either, because I'm pretty sure Kathy Griffin did an amazing job getting rid of any Democratic follower she may have had. And, you know, she didn't really cater to the to the conservative side anyway. So,
well, my thing is that if you want people to vote Democrat, then put a better candidate out there.
Hey,
just
you know
trotting
what?
Somebody up and says, look, he's not a Republican, vote for him. Look at that John Fetterman guy that had a stroke and could barely talk, and he goes out there with his hoodie even in 102 temperature with 88% humidity. He doesn't care. And he wants heroin to be legal. He wants the crime to come to Philadelphia like it is in San Francisco and Portland and New York City. He wants no jail time for stuff. He basically wants to be left of Bernie Sanders. And he's spent a total of 20 minutes talking in front of people.
Well,
so he likes the idea of basement campaigning.
Well, I'm going to say these words. And if I offend anyone, please forgive me. Bless his heart.
I'm offended.
Bless his heart. You know what? I just bless it. Bless his heart. Bless his heart for trying.
Can we call him a low-down, dirty cuss?
I think what I just said was maybe a little bit harsher, but we sure can.
Okay. I know that's for Robert Francis O'Rourke.
That's
one of my favorite lines of all time. A low-down, dirty cuss.
Absolutely. You know, when I really, really had it with someone, I just, I bless their heart.
And does that have to go right in front of it? Is that the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I bless their heart. You know what? I'm going to pray for them. Yeah, I'm going to be praying for them real hard. I'm going to bless that heart. I'm going to bless it all the way to Jesus is what I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, because you know what? That is, I think, you know, it's really funny. I had a conversation with, trying to think of who I was talking to. But what I just said about blessing his heart, I'm going to pray for him, that is when you have the strongest thing to say about someone, but you are also Southern and you're very polite.
I thought low down dirty cuss was worse because that's like F your mom,
ooh,
F your grandma, F your whole family tree.
Yeah, well, you know, bless their heart means a whole lot of things, but none of them are good.
Okay.
Man, I mean, I could, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's kind of like an all-encompassing thing, you know, where, you know, it sounds real nice. Like, oh, yeah, she thinks her heart is good for trying. Oh, no, no, no. No. Basically, I just said he can go F himself. He's an idiot. And a whole bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
There's a whole lot that can be implied. Ooh, man.
And it's not even the fact that they're Democrat, but they're straight communist. And who actually thinks it's a positive freedom to say, I'm going to legalize heroin and you can get it free on the streets? Who thinks that's a great idea? Who's going to move from Evansville, Indiana to Philadelphia just so they can get free heroin?
Well, I do know that the minute they it was like when we declare when the government declared a war on drugs, and they've made it so difficult for doctors to even prescribe something like tramadol, which I personally take from time to time because I'm in a lot of pain a lot. You know, the people that were on OxyContin all of a sudden, they just got theirs immediately reduced or they just stopped completely. And there are people that are affected by that. And they have gone to find illegal OxyContin. OxyContin really is pretty much heroin and Tylenol mixed together. powerful energies, or however you say that word. It's powerful.
Oh, why don't these people just say they're going to give out free fentanyl?
Well, that stuff's cheap, obviously. I mean, kids are dying from fentanyl pills.
Because I don't know anybody that seriously is going to say, yeah, Fetterman, that's a great idea. I've been lobbying for heroin rights for decades. I don't know anybody that thinks that.
No, not really. I'm just thinking about pain relief. But, you know, there's so many gray areas with pain relief and in opiates. Heroin's just a derivative from a poppy plant that, you know.
Well, remember earlier this year when Brandon gave out free crack pipes to the inner city kids?
I'm pretty sure his son took them all. But I could be wrong.
Sure, he could have gotten his cut, I suppose.
Of course he did. He got his cut. Just like everything else, he gets his cut up. You know? Ukraine.
I can't wait to see that movie, My Son Hunter, actually.
Ooh. That might be something. That may be something I watch pretty soon. It all depends. All depends. I've been spending a lot of time I spent quite a bit of time in bed, and the cardiology appointments have been kicking my backside. So it is what it is.
Well, I don't know how much you've watched in a while, but the Broccoli Man episodes are piling up.
I have not. I've actually really been pretty much out of the loop because, you know.
Oh, I don't want you to describe all that on the show.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's just a lot of stuff at once. It's either chicken or it's feathers, you know. I mean, it's one or the other. It rains or it's sunny.
I was going to say that. There are some people that believe that there's last week's Broccoli Man was one of the best of all time.
I can't wait to watch. Oh, my goodness. I cannot
and
wait.
And that's not the new episode.
Awesome.
The new episode I uploaded yesterday, but I only did a half a show yesterday since there's no Monday co-host. And everybody that I take clips from was off yesterday, so I figured, well, I'll just do a half a show and let it go, because, you know, I'm very clip heavy now, and if I don't have anything new to report,
yeah,
then there's not much going on.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of life changes have been going on, and that's okay. It's really okay.
So, I don't like to do a lot of three-hour shows by myself. I'm not afraid to do it, but I figure just in case you weren't here today, then I'd have to do 3 hours by myself back-to-back, and I'm not set up for that anymore.
You know, that's okay. That is okay.
So I kind of prepared today just in case.
Okay.
All right, so let's show you this one episode here. This one is called Mondegreen, if you know what Mondegreen is.
I don't.
Mondegreen is a misheard song lyric.
Okay.
So when you're ready, we'll watch it together.
Okay. Let me make sure I've got the volume turned off, and I'm going to need to make sure that there's no ads. Hmm.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm letting you set up.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so I know you're ready.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I had the volume on. And okay.
All right. Sounds like you're ready, so I'll count down.
I am.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, Green Dude. You'll have a change in your plans today, Green Dude. You are now under arrest, sir.
Why are you bothering me today?
Shut up, I snitch. You'll only do as I say. I heard you were spreading misinformation regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. You are highly upset about having to pay for someone else's student loans. Have you no shame, sir? We believe in higher education out here on these mean streets. Instead, you are only wanting Trump's mean tweets. Why in the bleep do you still support MAGA?
Look, I did not force you to go to school. You made a decision on where to go to college and how much it cost. You need to learn how to pay your own bills. I went to a trade school. They paid me to learn instead of getting into debt.
I thought you were a Christian, Green Dude. If you were a Christian, you would know you have to pay everyone else's debt. Your leader Dumb did get up on the cross and pay your debt. The least you can do is be a man and pay for my college debt, sir.
Why can't you be your own man and pay your own debt?
Hey, Biznich, didn't I just tell you to zip it? Zip it good. Just for that unnecessary outburst that I am now going to make you go through the TSA naked body scanner. We are finna find out right now, Green Dude, if your carpet matches the drapes.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later. I have to go back to work.
Ha ha, Green Dude. You thinks you bees is walking away without letting see those delicious kumquats. After I get you into the TSA body scanner and verify your kumquats, we will get in my 1993 Geo Metro and bring you to Geolobalist's lair. We can listen to my favorite Elton John song, Tony Danza.
Elton John never sang a song about Tony Danza. You are thinking about Tiny Dancer.
That is not the song, Green Dude. He specifically says in the song, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. I would so love Tony Danza to give me a great big hug and be my boss.
The song was made in the early 1970s. Tony Danza was not even a well-known actor until about 7 years later. How could he have sang about him? You are getting your facts mixed up.
You are the one spreading misinformation all the days and arresting minor attracted persons. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. How many bloody times are you going to tell people to look at Hunter Biden's laptop? It is far more important to get you nincompoops and incontinent dolts to worry more about Trump's mean tweets. No one bloody cares that the big guy and his son diddle children's Green Dude.
No normal human being wants to ever hear that diddling children is okay. I even arrested you for that before.
There is no shame in letting me see your Mr. Johnson, sir. Just like Bon Jovi said in Living on a Prayer, it doesn't matter if we are naked or not, we got each other and that's no lie.
Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even get your song lyrics right. Okay, I gotta go back to work.
I have not released you from my custody. You ain't going nowhere, a little busy. The only place I will allow you is the restroom. Just like Creedence Clearwater Revival sang. I see a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right. We can even go together, Green Dude, and see who is the shortest straw.
I just need to go get out of my way so I can patrol these streets for child predators like yourself. Do you need me to arrest you again?
Just for that poor choice of words, I am now going to take you to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. I am finna treat you like man for man, Green Dude. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, I am the ruler of the night. Now we bees finna get that curvy gene therapy and your moneypox vaccine in the kadunkadunk dunk. You need to get your gene therapies and his heart attacks just like we all do, sir.
Look, I'd rather be healthy than be cool. I take my health far too seriously to get those mRNA ingredients into my body.
Sir, if you want to get with me, you are going to need your gene therapy. You also will be able to get COVID just like the rest of us. Even Geolobolus got COVID after getting a gene therapy. And he is the CEO of Lysnica. Besides, even your criminal president that we raided at Mar-a-Lago to get attention off of us is proud of getting all your or something that cares into those gene therapies.
I do not blindly follow leaders into a slaughterhouse like you try to do.
You just told me the wrong kinds of words, says Green Dude. I'm now going to get those dungarees off you right this instant. Even if I have to do it myself. For all I know, you might have an R15, a meat cleaver, or a King James Bible inside your junk. I am so finna do a thorough crackdown on those cavities right now, Green Dude. A large crackdown, sir. I am also going to need you to bend over so I can have a look-see at your anal cavity. I am hereby required to swab your anal region with a 3-foot cotton swab. We're checking for COVID.
Please, educate yourselves out there. Do not let globalists tell you what to believe in.
You take that back, Green Dude. You dolts, fuss budgets and something duckers need to not educate yourselves out there. You must let globalists tell you what to believe in. We need to get Earth's population to under 500 million and get everyone their microchips.
Anyway, educate yourself. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of information you need to be aware of. Do not put a scam on your face and play Russian roulette with your body. Research everything. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you tell the 99% to not listen to me? We need to eliminate the population so we can globally dominate. You are not helping our crime syndicate, Green Dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for crossing me and G. Globalist.
The New World Order can kiss my... We will defeat you and Satan's minions. We work for God.
Hope that was okay.
Absolutely. I don't know if you can hear me when I laugh, but
no.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, that was just so funny. Different. Oh, it was a good one.
Yeah, I hope you like it.
Oh, my God. And let him be my boss. That was just... That was
you want Tony Danza to be your boss?
Well, my holy holds me closer. I mean, we've all been wondering who's the boss anyway. Now I guess we know.
All right.
Oh, that's funny.
Right. We'll load up on a few cartoons today just because you're back and the phones aren't really lit up or anything.
That sounds so good.
But we got to get into some news at some point, but...
Yeah.
I'll get the wiretap out of the way, and then we have two others.
Okay.
I don't think you've seen this one.
Probably not. Let's see.
This one's called Mail Fraud. When you're
okay.
Ready, let me know.
Okay.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Stop right there, Green Dude. We need to audit your person right this instant. I have reason to believe you donated $10 to Donald Trump's presidential campaign. We need you to donate to Brandon. Instead, you dumb diddly did support MAGA.
Please. Just go away. In America, we can support whatever candidate you like. You are allowed to spend $50 and donate to Brandon, Governor Grusom, or Michael Robinson Obama if you like. It is none of my business.
Now you look here, something that curl. We just hired 7,000 IRS agents. Anyone that did not vote for Brandon, or if they said even one thing bad about Brandon, we will have verdicts for all pieces of excrement that refuse the style of freedom, sir.
That's not freedom. That's communism.
Shut up, Biasnitch. I have done did told you before. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Zip it good. Now, we also need to find out why you do not have a bloody scam on that face. You know it is money box season, sir. You do not want money box, sir. It is too risky out here in these main streets without your money box gene therapies and no scam on that face. I also heard you are smuggling some kumquats. I just need to have a look-see at those large delicious kumquats so I can verify you are the legal owner of said kumquats. Unless you in fact lied on your IRS form that you possess said kumquats.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
That is finna be a yes for me, dog. If you cannot show me evidence of you possessing kumquats, I will be forced to put on your IRS audit that you do not have any kumquats. Then you will have perjured yourself on your tax returns, sir.
I do not think that's how it works.
I think that's how it works, green dude. Now if you do not make way with those dungarees so I can get a close-up of those kumquats, I will be taking you right now to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. How are we gonna make you rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher, sir?
If you are going to quote Eddie Grant to me, I will quote the great band Incubus to you. Goodbye. Nice to know you. Now, I am here to find a child predator and arrest them. Now you need to leave me alone so I can get back to work.
That tears it, green dude. Our crime syndicate cannot have you out here in these main streets removing people from their families and places of employment. All because you are racist against minor attracted persons. Some states are now creating rights for us so you can no longer do any arresting, sir. It will only be considered illegal provided the person being diddled is over the age of 18. That is how I got money, box green dude. Even though I have been boosted many times from the money box gene therapy.
Okay, so what you are saying is I should arrest you instead.
Sir, I just need to run my hands through your long flowing mane. Then I need to run you through the TSI naked body scanner so I can verify those kumquats, sir. I need a hard copy of your proof of kumquats. A very hard copy, sir. You can do stop and frisk on me and you can know in my own person after if you like, green dude. If you cannot show me verifiable proof of your kumquats, I will arrest you right this instant for mail fraud.
Okay. I will stop what I am doing and arrest you right now.
Do not worry, sir. I will stop what I am doing and arrest you right now, green dude. That is one count of resisting arrest. One count of refusing an IRS audit. One count of being a bias niche. One count of mail fraud. And one count of not getting a bloody scam on that face under a direct order from me. I don't think you are going to Disneyland today, sir.
People worldwide are protesting against the global tyranny. No one wants a social credit score, a microchip, or be placed in a FEMA camp.
I vehemently disagree, sir. Everyone demands a social credit score, a microchip, and be placed in a FEMA camp. You bloody Americans are too soft to defend yourselves from what we are planning to do to remove you 99% dolts and pieces of excrement from this planet.
We need to stop rolling over and letting Klaus Schwab tell us we will own nothing and we need to eat ZE bugs so they can own everything and eat all the meat themselves. You need to check out the Proof Negative Radio Show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof educates everyone on the latest New World Order news. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live.
Okay, green dude. You be finna coming with me. You busy's too much of a social credit score risk and a something ducker to have you out here on these mean streets. If we do not put you in that FEMA camp that does not exist, then more minor attracted persons could be wrongfully arrested by you. Then after we arrest you, I can get my grubby hands on a walnut map and a hot dog napkin. In your face.
Another one down.
Good.
I know it pales in comparison to the Mondegreen, but what we get. And then there was one with liberal person last week. If you remember liberal person.
I do.
And then we'll end with the millennials on the next episode.
Okay.
So this one here was after Brandon said that whoever doesn't follow him is a semi-fascist.
Nice.
I hope you heard about that.
A little bit. Oh, sorry. Just a little bit.
Yeah, see, last week where Brandon went on the worst speech of all time, and that's not just me saying that, but that was voted the absolute worst presidential speech ever. And the background was demonic red, and he stood up there looking exactly like Hitler.
And I saw the meme, but I didn't hear the speech. You have it uploaded?
Yeah, it was 20 minutes of him just going after everybody who doesn't support him needs to be rounded up and taken care of. And then the next day he said he didn't say it.
That's gaslighting. But I mean,
even Democrats. Even Democrats who don't like Trump don't want to see that kind of division.
Right, right.
This is where a lot of people think that Brandon officially jumped the shark at that point, to quote the Happy Days thing. Because you can't get worse than saying, I'm going to arrest a majority of America just because they don't like me. We're not built to be that kind of country. So let me know when you're ready, and I'll throw this one on the fire.
Okay. Well, wait. Have you sent it to me?
Yes. Didn't I?
No.
No, I sent it to the wrong person. Sorry.
That's okay. Okay. Perfect. All right.
Oh, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Okay, we'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, broccoli person, I hate you so much. Why do you have to be at my bus stop, you mean-spirited something ducker?
Hey, if you hate me, that's great. I am not a liberal. You can do what you like in your own life.
You are a fascist. You believe in freedom.
Aren't you contradicting yourself? Those who do not like freedom are the fascists. You want to force your ideas down everyone else's throats. Isn't it you who is the fascist?
You are a total and a semi-fascist. I listen to Brandon and Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Governor Newsom is also an honest person and has government experience with his Aunt Nancy Pelosi.
So you support fascists who take away freedom? And you are upset that people still want their freedom?
They are taking away voting rights. You are something ducker.
So you are saying your voting rights are being taken away? Where are you trying to vote?
You Republican fool. My rights were not taken away. You wish you could take my rights away just like you did for everyone else.
Whose rights are being taken away?
You do not want any undocumented friends of Americans to vote. You also do not want us to have millions of ballots already filled out for people that are too busy or too dead to vote. You are the one who hates freedom.
So you think that illegals should be allowed to vote? And every dead person should be able to vote Democrat as many times as they like?
You have nothing but hate in your heart. I am loving and liberal.
I am not sure how printing up millions of ballots to use if your candidate is losing, is legal.
I hate you so much. We need those ballots to be counted. We need to make election audits and recounts illegal. Just like the New York governor says something duck hairs like yourself need to get on a bus and go to Florida where you fascists belong.
Why do you support high crime and very high rent?
It is only a crime if you get arrested. The police only arrest you if you are a Republican or question the Democrat Party. This does not affect me. I am loving and liberal. If you are not for arresting everyone who does not get the latest gene therapy, then you are a fascist.
You have that completely wrong. If you force your will on people and arrest people for not agreeing with you, then you are a fascist.
Antifa does not exist. Even if they exist, they are mostly peaceful. They are loving and liberal. You are a fascist because you believe people should have the freedom to make their own choices. Communists like me like our freedom to make you do what we want. Words are far more violent than guns. You kill more people every day by supporting Ron DeSantis than Charles Manson did his whole life.
That makes no sense.
You are something duck-er that still believes in gender. I am a non-binary trans communist that believes you need your freedom taken away since you do not agree with us. I bet you Republican fools still eat meat. I eat the bugs just like Bill Gates says too. He is very loving and liberal. Just like George Soros and Klaus Schwab. Soon we will give up our carbon bodies and go live on the metaverse.
Yeah. That is something I will never do. I am never going to kill myself just to live in a computer.
That's why you are such a fascist, fascist. You Christian idiots refuse to get microchips and skin your hand to get groceries. I am better than you because I am an atheist. That's why I am better than you. Fools like you cannot go to the Amazon store and buy groceries because you refuse to get a microchip.
Hey everyone. Do not listen to people like this. Get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. He is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He shares all the important news to fight the New World Order. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has great guests, excellent co-hosts, and lots of things you need to know right now. freedomizerradio.com.
Hey broccoli person, you need to get out of my eyesight. I hate you so much. You think of hate every single second. I am loving and liberal who believes in drag queen story time and free crack pipes, and you need to pay for my college debt. Wait for your IRS audit.
All right. So that's a liberal person.
Very good.
I don't know about that, but okay. All right, the last one we'll show here
okay.
is the latest with the millennials. This one's called Woketopians.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. Okay.
So, whenever you're ready.
Wait, where did that go? Okay, I got it. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so we'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, Andre, what's up? What classes are you taking this semester? I got kicked out of SHIT campus for next semester because I am a cisgender male. They said they are a very diverse school, so they are banning people based on their skin color.
This I ain't right, B. People should not be discriminated against based on their skin.
What do you mean he should not be discriminated against? That dumb crack of B's is white. Of course he should not be at SHIT.
The only reason I'm allowed at SHIT is because my birthing partner is black. She also has a bigger junk than me. But if I ever stop doing stuff with a junk, then I will also be kicked out of SHIT.
Hey, you racist. You called them the wrong pronoun again. You just wait until I tell them you called they a her. I hate all your white crackers.
The dean said I can stay if I have sex with a dude in front of the school faculty to prove I am gay. Or I have to wear a dress to a drag queen story time and let a little boy sit on my stuff and I have to use it on him. I told them I was not interested. So they told me to get out right now.
I had to submit videos of me at the drag queen story time. I walked down the parade naked wearing nothing but fake breasts and a scab over my face so I did not get anyone covered. Kids kept touching my junk and I had to ask them if they liked it.
I can't believe the school is forcing us to wear scabs again. There has not been a COVID booster update in a few weeks, player. But they said that when the next booster is ready we better be the first ones in line to get that joint.
Jim, I would like scams if you went looting with us at night into the stores. I know how to get what I want.
Sugar, that sounds so racist. Mike has been my friend for years. His birthing partner is black. He is not racist.
Actually, Jim, you have been acting racist lately too. You are two Puerto Ricans to be as good as us black peoples. We black peoples can never be racist cause we eyes is black. You're half racist cause you is only half black. And why come you ain't be as going to any mostly peaceful protests and looting buildings with us?
Look, stealing is bad, okay? My parent 1 and parent 2 taught me to never steal because I do not want my things stolen.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. Hems is a something ducker for real.
I wonder what kind of racist hush this racist and semi-fascist will say today.
They said I have 24 hours to get off this campus or else I will get swatted. They will arrest all cisgendered whites on campus starting tomorrow.
That is extremely racist and that is not what Dr. Martin Luther King ever fought for.
Of course you would believe that. You're a racist fool. I bet Brandon did not even give you a free crack pipe. You're loving and liberal.
It is never a good thing to discriminate against anyone for their skin color or gender. Everyone needs to be allowed to be accepted everywhere. That is what the civil rights movement was about in 1964.
That is misinformation, you stupid boomer. It meant that black people must be served. It did not mean that white people must be served too.
Hey Green Jones, you don't know nothing about racism. You beat is white. You always be the best racist forever. You was born hating people but is not beezing white. I know who racist people bees is because I bees is black. You can go back to Florida and go hang out with other racists.
You hate black people as much as the cousin tease guy that sells pancakes. He put a black person on the box. That is blatant racism.
Dude, isn't Terrence K. Williams the owner of the pancake company? How is he racist for putting his own picture on the box? I know if I owned a pancake mix company, you wouldn't be mean mugging all over that ish.
You are a something sucker, Jimma. It is racist to put a black person on a box of food. Black peoples cannot afford food.
Ooh. Sugar, that is all kinds of racist. I don't think you miss many meals, to be honest.
That's because our bees is getting my four-finger discount. You bees is racist because you buy your food with cash money. I is not racist because I told it the welfare office I has three children even though I ain't got none. I am black so I never show them's my ID. Them something duck as pay me my fat tax because I bees is black.
So you think it is okay to lie on your government forms to get free money because you are black? How is that not stealing?
You shut your clap trap right now, you Republican fascist something bucker for reals. We have no choice but to pay it because we are white. You're too white to know slavery existed in the 1800s.
Really? Whose family member is a slave? Who is alive that was owned as a slave when they were younger? Whose family owned slaves that is still alive? If slavery ended during Abraham Lincoln's presidency, who is over 150 years old that was a slave or who owned slaves?
Look, racist fascist, you should have watched Brandon's speech about you MAGA people. Even CNN and MSNBC even agree it is time to have a civil war and fight the Republicans. Yet you still believe in owning guns, so we need to fight you.
Okay. If that sounds like a good idea, how are you finding out who the Republicans are? If you are not using guns to fight people, then how will you fight them if you are not armed?
We just have to publicly call you racists and fascists. That will get you to masses to come correct and support Michael Robinson, Mama.
Dude, Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I cannot wait for those IRS agents to go after you fascist Republicans. All you white people will be within FEMA camps. Then we can loot more stores because all you fascists will damn bees is rotting away in those concentration camps. It is going to be like we bees of the Germans and you racist holes will be put in death camps. Venoms will go after Mike and Jimar because you are not as bad as the Republicans. But you ain't the 100% black, so then you has to go.
Hang on, sugar. I'm starting to think you are the racist one here, B. No one should be killed over their skin color, player.
You take that back right now, Jamar. That was racist for calling you racist.
Hey, B. All I said was that I agree with Martin Luther King. No one should be judged by their skin color.
Isn't there some racist school you can go, Jamar? You and that Green Jones is beezing the most racist people up in this mug.
Hey everyone. Do not become part of the radical left. Get educated and stay out of indoctrination camps. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to hear Proof, his great co-hosts, and the guests he has on. Freedomizerradio.com.
I would never in my life listen to Proof Negative Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. They are too extreme and too capitalist for me. If they want to live in a capitalist nation, then they need to get out in the country and build it someplace where capitalism is accepted.
I would say drive to Cuba right now. Except we are not allowed to charge our electric vehicles right now.
All right, so that's everything that you missed, I think.
Okay.
I hope it was okay.
Oh, it was pretty good.
All right, so your turn for a topic, I think.
The ex-BlackRock manager. So we are on a global financial collapse is a mathematical certainty. Edward Dowd was a...
I'm not hearing you too well.
Oh, sorry. Edward Dowd was a former equity portfolio manager for BlackRock.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes that the global financial system will collapse within the next 6 to 24 months. So, you know, he's come forward. Basically, over the last 2 years, this man has come forward to awaken people to all of the collateral damage from all the COVID lockdowns and, you know, closures and everything. And it's really, really affected a lot of people. He said that it is mathematical certainty. You know, COVID, according to him, COVID-19 provided cover for central banks and governments to allow them the temporary, to allow them to hide the reality that the financial system is crashing. It also allowed for a control system, you know, to shield the government and central banks from fallout of collapsing food, energy, finance systems, it's paving the way for global ID and digital IDs and central bank digital currencies and vaccine passports. So, you know, all we can do at this point is just say no. I mean, we really have to go back to Nancy Reagan when she said, hey, people are going to try and give you free drugs. Just say no. And you know what? She's absolutely right. When the government tries to push something on you, just say no. Absolutely not. You know, last year, the insurance companies reported an increase of about 40% in all-cause mortality. And actually, the millennials aged 25 to 44 had an 84% increase in excess mortality. So insurance companies are paying out. All these life insurance companies are paying out ridiculous money that they didn't expect to have to pay out. But, you know, this is what happens when people allow themselves to be part of an experiment. You know, it's a shame. And, of course, what I talk about is going to go back to the vaccines. But, you know, that wasn't a vaccine. That was gene editing. And it's done what it's done. And the CDC quietly walked back about the spike protein manufacturing system, which is what they inject. They took out the part where it says it will leave the body in a few days. They just kind of quietly deleted that to make it look like, you know what, it's gonna be there for an undetermined amount of time, and we don't know. But the we don't know part is exactly what happens when you run an experiment, because you really don't know what's going to happen. But we don't know that all the ferrets died when they tried to do an animal study. So they stopped the animal study because the ferrets died, and the ones that had not died, they killed, because it was inhumane to have them, to feed them as they were living. Their quality of life was so decreased and destructive that they killed them. Mercy killing. So, you know, all the ferrets are dead, so let's use humans. What could go wrong? We're seeing what could go wrong. We're watching people fall down dead with heart attacks or have other serious conditions. And it's really... Well... I mean, if genocide wasn't obvious at this point, then no one's going. If people don't see the genocide intention with it, then they're not going to see it, and they're just.
I just can't believe that most of the public can't see it. Most of the public just finally saw where Brandon went a little, and by a little I mean by about 12 football fields over the line, and people finally see that, but they're not seeing the fact that all these people are hurt by gene therapies.
Oh, yeah, of course. And they won't see it.
But these are the same people that, if Brandon and company get their way, that everybody will be lining up for their microchips, and everybody will say, well, I don't want a microchip, but I have to get one because I have to feed my family.
You know what I'm noticing in people that have had the gene therapies, especially once they've had the boosters?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every shot takes somebody a little further away from who they are as a human. Everyone they get, they change. Their personality is different. And then they become... different. They're not who they are. And their sense of humanity and of being human, those neat little qualities that every one of us has because we're human, it seems that these people, the more they allow themselves to be modified, the less human they seem to be in their actions, in their words, their interactions. You know, that then they, it seems like the more they have, the more they bully other people to be just like them. And, you know, that's not the American way. Or maybe it is, because America is a massive bully to other countries. But, you know, I see this as being a really big downfall, a really big issue. Did you hear about the CFO from Bed Bath & Beyond?
Where he jumped off the Tribeca building in Manhattan to his death?
Yes.
And allegedly there was other people too?
I didn't know that. Oh, my goodness. I did not know that.
Yeah, they all jumped. I guess.
Ooh.
Well, they could have very easily just went back to Mike Lindell and started selling MyPillows again. Maybe that could have bailed him out. But, well, when you get woke, you go broke. And then when you go broke, it's hard to tell your family, well, you were making money last year. Why are you not making money now? And you can't say, yeah, but we're better now because we don't sell MyPillows.
You know what? I liked going in there to buy Kate Spade stuff, and I haven't been able to find the Kate Spade thing. And I really like Kate Spade things. You know, I've been in there lately because they've had a lot of their college things on clearance. So, you know, now's a good time to get fluffy robes and things like that. But, you know, the store, it reminds me of when JCPenney did that thing where they said, we're not going to have any more sales, we're not going to do coupons, we're just going to have flat pricing. And it feels miserable because people really apparently like to get a good deal. Well, Bed Bath & Beyond has started launching their own line. Well, right now is maybe not the time to just launch your own line. I mean, it worked for Target, you know, but Target actually, while they have launched their own line, they've featured designers. You know, every year I've got some Target Vineyard Vines. I've got some Target Lily Pulitzer. I love Lily Pulitzer. The designer, you know, Target has it all started back with the Isaac Mizrahi and Massimo at Target, you know, when those were their own brands. And, you know, Target, when in the, like, the 2000s, you know, when we had the market crash, that was one of the only places that made it. And it's because it had brand name things at affordable prices. Well, you know, I like that about Bed Bath & Beyond too. But now I think the only brand name you can buy is UGG. And you might be able to buy a few Vera Bradley things online, but that's it. I haven't seen any Kate Spade things in there lately. You know, I just don't really see, you know, I always wonder if people jump or if it was pushed out or if perhaps maybe he's just had his booster and passed out.
I'm here. I was just letting you finish.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he worked for Avon in London. I mean, Yeah. Well, I mean, he announced massive closures, layoffs. He just sold a bunch of stock. You know, I mean, it just reeks of bad things, you know.
Well, the last time I went in there, it just seemed like the store isn't what it used to be. And
it's not.
It's just really, for me, I just found it hard to find something to buy.
Yeah, you know, I used to go
there and get my SodaStream stuff back before they sold the company to a much inferior soda brand. And I was very sad about that, and I got rid of our SodaStream.
You know, I used to go in there a lot because I have a thing for really nice linen.
Okay.
And, you know, very high thread count, but I do it on a budget. I do it, you know, I buy things when it's got the 75% off sticker, and, you know, if I need to sew pillowcases to match the fitted sheet and the top sheet, then I can do that, you know. And it's just kind of not like it used to be. So I don't know. It's really, you know, their own brand things are okay. You know, I really like the Bee and Willow line, and their flannel sheets, the Bee and Willow flannel sheets, are at 170 GSM, which is actually a very good Point Haven, and there's another flannel sheet brand that has the 100% cotton, 170 GSM. And, you know, you want something with a 170 GSM or higher to have a good quality flannel sheet. You know, you can buy flannel sheets, and the lower quality ones ball up, and by the end of winter, they're done. You throw them away. And I'm the type of person that will catch a high thread count, good quality. I have Vera Wang sheets from Kohl's that I got at a discount. And, you know, I buy really high-quality cotton things, but they last for a long time. I have some Vera Wang towels that I bought 10 years ago, and they're still really good. And, you know, so I do the same with cotton, and the Bee and Willow brand flannel sheets are really good. And, you know, for those of you that are trying to prepare for this winter and you want some good cotton ones, there's some that are on clearance. You can get some queen sheets for like $16 and kings for $21, you know, which is a
hey, just
really
so you know,
price.
You're giving me ideas to talk about with the wiretap. He's going to be talking about thread counts now.
I love it. It's awesome because I'm really big on 100% cotton, you know. And my sheets are 800 thread count. They're very nice, but I bought them at a very, very good price from Kohl's. So, you know, very soft, you know. But when you have good quality cotton linen, you they last forever. Wow, the Bed Bath & Beyond shares have fallen 18%.
Well, I know that the Robin Hood people were trying to prop it up, and they did for a little bit. But I'm not getting involved.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't know. He must have been under an intense amount of pressure, or somebody was going to find something out. Something massive was going on if he killed himself.
Well, he could have just quit his job if it was that serious.
Right? You know, but he sold off all this stock.
Yeah, he had money, so it wasn't like he was trapped. He could have just said, I quit, and he'd have been okay.
Yeah.
But, hey, at least he doesn't have to sell my pillows.
Right? And those are good pillows, too. Those are actually really good pillows. He was accused of insider trading. He was implicated in insider trading and fraud scheme days before his death.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you see the Brandon COVID advisor yesterday said that you can get two shots at once? God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for a COVID gene therapy.
Wow. 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 Well?
Yeah, these people are still doubling down on this stuff. They don't care.
You know, if you just double down on your misinformation over and over and over, after a while, people believe it.
But then you still have Trump out there bragging about his gene therapies and how he saved the world. And he told every talk show host that has tried to talk to him about that I don't want to hear another word out of it. They're good. You should get one. And that's the end of the story. Don't ask me about that again.
Wow.
But then again, he did get $1 million from Pfizer for his 2020 campaign.
Yeah. Goodness.
So.
Yeah, insider trading. This man.
I just can't get behind Trump as much as I did for 16 and 20. I'm just hoping that Ron DeSantis makes a move.
You know, I was about to say that. You know, DeSantis is kind of, I think he'd win by a landslide.
Well, he has to win his governor race first, and then I think after that, then he can start talking.
Ron DeSantis has got an impeccable record. I mean, he was a Navy SEAL, I think.
Right.
He's, you know, former military, brilliant. His state did very well because it didn't shut down.
Just imagine, though, if for 2024 it's gruesome against DeSantis.
Well, okay, I'd like to imagine that. That sounds like fun.
I'd like to see that debate, actually.
Sounds like an amazing debate. I'd really like to see that.
Because you have maybe the worst run state during COVID versus the best run state.
Absolutely.
And I don't see where Grissom would win, but what do I know?
He wouldn't. And that's the thing, is they both have their records to run on. And, you know, while being named U-Haul Salesman of the Year is an accomplishment. You know, that's probably not one that Newsom should, you know, use as like, hey, people like me. No.
They like to get away from him.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, they're all coming here. Holy mackerel. There are so many California.
No, well, they're not all going there. They're also going to Florida.
Yeah. I want to go to Florida. Oh, my God. Sunshine and freedom. And I live in Texas. I mean.
Well, what's the latest on that? Do you think that Robert Francis O'Rourke is gaining in the polls?
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't think you even have to read it to even know that answer. I think you probably know the answer already.
I know that's a horrible thing to say. I mean, Abbott's a rhino. I'm not a fan of his, you know. Let's look at that.
I just can't see any world where Robert Francis O'Rourke wins a governor race. I don't think there's many people that even like him.
Actually,
what?
Well, as of August 23rd, Abbott was up 7 points over O'Rourke. You know, the thing is the people that have moved out of California, for the most part, moved out because of the state's tyrannical policies. It's going to be very hard to get somebody in office that's against gun rights. It's against the 2A. He may have changed his mind. He may be flip-flopping. But I would imagine on the television ads, they paint him as a California-like candidate. And those people from California, and you've had them on your show, you know. Off the top of my mind, I can't think of her name, but she was holding the rallies. Was it Joy Roberts? No.
I don't remember.
You know, there's a great amount of I know I was friends with her I was already friends with her. There's a lot of the Californians are coming here and they are standing up. They've already watched their own state fall. They're not going to move somewhere and watch it happen again. They're learning from the Texans that have done this before and won.
Well, let me just tell you, though, Leslie, that when they say that Abbott's up by seven, they're fronting on that. Because you have to factor in the Democrat slant that they try just so they can get it to a point where he's only up by seven. He's probably up by like 15 to 18.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that because I don't like Robert Francis, but it's the Democrat slant. That's how they all work.
I can't stand him.
But the only reason people would vote Democrat is because they're voting for the party. They're not voting for Robert Francis, period.
Maybe they are, you know. And he would do, I could see where he would do well with getting the state's draconian cannabis laws overturned, because they won't get overturned with Greg Abbott, because he's in the pocket of the private prison industry. And, you know, there are people here that would like to be able to use cannabis for pain relief.
Well, maybe Robert Francis can try to take that Fetterman guy's place in Pennsylvania and try to get heroin legalized.
Well, you know, he could try, but he's gonna try it here in Texas. I don't know if anyone really takes him seriously. I know a lot of people have Greg Abbott fatigue. I mean, how many times is he gonna run for governor? When's he going to step down? We're all a little tired of him at this point.
I understand that, but you got Robert Francis, and you're not going to vote for that.
No, I'm not. You know, it's really hard for somebody to have a good lead, a Democrat to have a good lead in the state. Wendy Davis lost by 10 points.
I remember her.
Yeah. Yeah, in the early polls, you know, I'm wondering what 538 says about that. I wonder what Nate Silver has to say.
So oh, they also, we also found out that Brandon himself signed off on the Mar-a-Lago raid of Trump's house last month.
Oh, gosh.
Totally illegal, and they'll go to court over it, but he doesn't care.
Right, right. Oh, man. I'm loving these polls. Have you been on 538 lately?
No, what's that?
Go to 538.com. It's Nate Silvers. He's a statistician.
Okay.
And he started doing, he's a statistician, and he started predicting electoral results. So I remember when it was the Obama.
That's 538.com?
You spell it 538.com.
Okay, 538.
Now he's got his app. It's not just Nate Silver. Right now, as of September 2nd, 2022, 50.4% of Americans disapprove of Kamala Harris, while 36.6% approve. Her disapproval rating has gone up 13.8%. Her approval rating has gone down 13.8%, which I think is kind of interesting.
So they you think that the Democrats are really going to take the House in that big a lead?
You know, he takes the 538 takes polls from different sources. And they use that to make projected, you know, I love this site. I haven't been on in a while. Look at governance over here.
I just don't see where the Democrats pick up 69 seats out of 100 for the Senate.
Okay, governors, Texas. It looks like who's ahead in the Texas governor race? Okay, well, you know what? I see Abbott ahead by 9.4, or actually Abbott ahead by 8.9. That sounds about right. Yeah.
I'm trying to see where the governor's stuff is.
You got to go to governors and where it says the word governors, and you take your mouse and you just slide it to the left.
Okay.
Nevada. Let's see what's going on in Nevada.
Yeah, I'm not finding it.
It looks like it's a tight race. But it looks like Governor Esak is up by 2.3 points. 2.3. Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody's that excited about Lombardo.
Obviously.
He probably stole the race anyway.
That's enough right there. It's a toss-up. I really don't see Texas being a toss-up. It's not a swing state. Ann Richards was our last Democratic governor. But, you know, she could out-curse. She was hilarious. She was a strong woman. She had a hunting rifle, you know. I have a handful of relatives and friends that knew her. And she was hilarious. And she was just really, really good. And, you know, the thing is, you know, she was a Democrat, like Bobby Kennedy used to be. You know, but the party's really just been hijacked. So I can't identify it anymore. You know? All the pronouns and genders and alphabet letters, and I can't do that. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I don't know about this site, to be honest with you. I'm not saying it's a bad site. It's just not something I would source.
I learned about this from Bill Maher. Nate Silver would come on to Bill Maher. I haven't watched him in a while lately. He can be okay sometimes.
Did you see where, going back to California, that Governor Grissom signed a bill to give fast food workers $22 an hour?
I did. I sure did. But, wow, the cost of an apartment there is insane.
And if that means that they're getting $22 an hour, everything else is going to go up.
Yeah. People are going to move. More people are going to move away.
And I don't care if they pay them $30 an hour. People aren't staying there. You're not going to be able to get $30 an hour to work at GMO King and then still be able to pay your bills.
No. Not in California.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't line up myself to go work at Wendy's for $22 an hour. I promise. I'm still not interested.
Right.
Yeah, that's what, about $42,500 a year, roughly.
Right.
To flip burgers. So I showed you a dating website today. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it because I'm not in the market.
I think it's something that I'll probably check out to see what it's
so
all about.
So what was the name of that again? I left it, so I don't remember what the name of it is.
Let me find it right here. It is called. Okay, let me open this up. I have about 50 tabs on my driver, on my tabs open right now. The Right Stuff is what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
So talk to us. Well, what is it? You might have looked at it more than me. I just sent you the link just to check it out.
Well, you know, a lot of the dating apps are pretty woke. Like, oh, my gosh. It is so, like, I'm just, you know, I'm not taking it seriously, but because I don't really feel like dating anyone, but I'm just seeing what's out there. The number of guys that promote themselves as fully vaccinated and up to date. I'm like, you know, I'm not looking for a puppy. And I wouldn't even want my puppy to have fully vaccinated and up to date. Some vaccines can really harm your animals too. And, you know, I don't want to fully vaccinated die, or, you know, some guy just is.
No, and then there was back a couple years ago, there was, and I forget which one was dating company it was, but you had to wear a scam in your profile. It's like, would you want to go on a dating site to say, oh, look at his blue scam that he got a box of 12 for. I'm excited.
Yeah, ooh, can I have one? I mean, you know, they're out at Harbor Freight Supply.
Yeah, if you have to put your pronouns in there after you answer if you're a male or female or non-binary or gender fluid or whatever it is, I know the health books in California, they're telling people that there's at least 10 genders now.
Weird.
But as far as I know, from the beginning of time up until today, either you had a hole or you have a hole puncher. You don't have something else.
Right, right, right.
A gender fluid cannot get an intersex pregnant. That's just how it is.
The app will also just offer two gender options, specifying no pronouns necessary.
But when everybody merges with computers and everybody goes into the metaverse, then there might not be a reason to have genders.
I think that's the point.
Well, the goal by 2030, they really want to push this metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have your entire brain uploaded to the computer and you'll be there forever. And you can talk and do whatever you want on the metaverse.
That sounds like hell.
As long as you're willing to give up your carbon-based body on Earth. Just like Broccoli Man says, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, you know what? At some point, when I have been on this Earth for my time, when it's time to close my eyes and peace out, I really don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I think living forever sounds miserable. Not trying to be.
I wouldn't say it sounds miserable, but if I'm 131 years old and I'm still productive, then that might be good. But if I'm just sitting in a wheelchair and not moving out of my living room and sitting in a cube, and I have to wait on somebody to hand me my grilled cheese sandwich, I don't know how productive life would be at that point.
Right.
But there are people too that are 96 years old and still drive a mail truck from the post office. So it's all relative, I guess, on what your end result might be.
Right. Yeah.
So I can't answer, do I want to live forever? I just want to live until I'm not a vegetable.
You know, there's some of us with genetic diseases and autoimmune issues that know that our time is limited, you know. And that's a humbling experience. It's just go, okay, well, I already know my time's going to be cut short, you know? So.
But my whole thing, though, is, Leslie, I don't want to live on a computer because what if somebody, what if they decide in 5 or 6 years that metaverse isn't what it was meant to be, or it changed hands and now somebody that runs it
they want to arrest that person and unplug the metaverse forever, and away you go because nobody recognizes you as a person.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
There is nobody that can tell me that giving up my life on Earth to go live inside a computer program is the right way to go about doing business.
There's no way I'd do it. I mean, it's just, no. You know? I like the human experience. All of it. The emotions. The sensations. Even the physical pain. I'm cool with that. Because it is the human experience. And it is embracing being human. And, oh my gosh, I can't believe there's even a need to defend being human and not being computer hybrid. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that works if you upload your entire brain to a computer program.
You could get canceled or hacked. What happens if you get hacked?
I wouldn't know.
Exactly.
So, the millennials can live on the metaverse, but that's not for me.
If that's what they want to do, more power to them. But I'm pretty sure there's more that don't than do. Also, you know, I'm surrounded by a lot of Gen Z kids.
Yeah, but you're going to see starting maybe in 2023 or 2024 where they're going to allow suicides for just anybody that wants it.
Well, I mean, people kind of have been doing it anyway.
It reminds me of Futurama where they had the death machine, the suicide pods, if you will.
That was a Matt Zoning.
I don't know if you watched much of the earlier Futuramas, but there's a lot of stuff on there that
has come
either
to fruition.
Became true or looks like it's about to come true.
Because Matt Groening did it, and everything from The Simpsons, a lot of things from The Simpsons have come true. Very strange. Yeah, it's Matt Groening. You know, I wonder where he gets his information from. Where he gets his ideas from. Because it is just eerie.
Yeah, I stopped watching that show maybe in 2019-ish. And I never missed an episode for almost 30 years.
Wow.
They went woke. So I had to get rid of it.
Yeah, I can't stand woke. Yeah, I can't stand woke at all.
Yeah, when they cut the Indian guy that owns the Quickie Mart, when they removed him from the episodes,
what?
Apu
they
the
removed Asa
Apu?
They
you
removed
didn't know
Apu?
That?
No. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they said that it was badly stereotyping an Indian character.
Well, he seemed like every store I went to.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
He seemed like every store I went to. Maybe he has an issue with my computer. Or my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, your audio isn't going well, but I'll just explain. He was a father who took care of his 8 children. He owned a business. He didn't do anything wrong. He was a decent guy.
Yeah. Just no wheezing the juice, man. That's it. But people like
so
to be...
So between that and they were dancing with Bill de Blasio in Manhattan, and they were just talking crap about certain Republican candidates, and then they had the squad killing Trump. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I can't do this anymore.
No, you can't. Yeah. We're done.
They were introducing a lot of gay-type plots as well.
You know, I really feel
like...
Well,
people are gay, that's fine. I just don't want to see it forced.
You know, I really think that's just been completely overdone, honestly.
Like Mr. Smithers, we knew he was gay, and I get that, and I understand. And
yeah, we already knew that.
Yeah. But just to have Homer going out on a gay date to, and hide it from his wife, yeah, I'm... Things like that I'm not into.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow.
I just don't like... I just... If you're going to have the characters, have them. But don't just force it because you want to comply with whatever standards somebody's telling you exist.
Absolutely. Homer went on a gay date and hid it from Marge? I didn't know that.
I'm just giving examples. And I don't quote me. I remember seeing Homer going on a gay date. I just don't know the exact episode or what the title was or what year or whatever.
Well, that implies that somebody can make a choice on that. And I really don't think they can. I didn't wake up one day and go, you know, I think I like guys. No, I've always kind of liked boys. And the fact that I'm still into men after everything I've been through is proof, at least for me. I mean, I really don't see it as a choice.
One of the golden rules, though, is that you can't, whatever you had in an experience from a former person, you can't hold that over someone new's head.
No.
You have
really
to give everybody a fresh, clean slate, and you can't say, well, this person's going to do this because the last person did.
You're absolutely right.
I forgot what I was going to say with, I was never a South Park guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not saying Idiocracy is a bad movie because it's not, but South Park I just never got into. I'm not saying it sucks. I just can't grasp it.
You know, my parents got me into that.
Oh.
Back when it came out, back when it was season one. See, my parents, they were like, "Oh my gosh, you have to watch. You have to watch this." And but you know, I mean. The you know, I come from a family and we use, you know, they used dark humor as a coping mechanism. And so, you know, it was a lot of fun. I remember I had it all on VHS. That's when I had it. Every once in a while, somebody will get all up in arms and I love the activist community with, like, all of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, and I just, you know, I love them. I really, truly do. They're like my family, a family that I would choose. And, you know, every once in a while, somebody will, you know, in a group text, they'll be like, oh, my goodness, did you see this? And I remember I was in California, and I was laying there trying to go to sleep, and somebody sent that to me, and I just thought it was so funny. It sent something in South Park to me, and I just thought it was so funny, and then I thought, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm in California. I had a little extra edible. No wonder it was so funny. But, you know, yeah, either you like it or you don't. You know, I love watching old Beavis and Butthead, too. You know,
yeah, those I was able to understand and get with.
Those are pretty classic. Well, you know, in the King of the Hill, you know, with the
Mike Judge.
Yeah, Mike Judge. You know, he went to University of Texas and fell in love with the culture here. I understand that. A lot of people do. A lot of people do. But yeah, you know. Oh goodness, we watched. My whole family went through King of the Hill. All the seasons, all the episodes. Just funny. And not as funny as Beavis and Butthead.
And I can't get into Bob's Burgers.
You know what? I really can't either, but I got into Archer. Don't know if you ever got into that. Have you watched any of the BoJack Horseman?
I know of BoJack Horseman. I think I've watched 2 episodes.
I really like Will Arnett. And so BoJack Horseman, I've been watching that with my oldest daughter. And Mr. Peanut Butter is just the funniest. And, I mean, it's... You know, the more I watch it, the more I like it. But, you know, like I said, I love Will Arnett. You know, I loved him on Arrested Development.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever watched that, too. But that was so fun, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, I found BoJack Horseman kind of by accident because there's this song that was featured on there. By a group, strangely enough, called the War on Drugs.
So funny.
This might be my favorite song of all time, so I had to see it.
Well, I like that show, you know. I'll probably watch it too as I go to sleep, maybe tonight or soon.
Yeah, I'll show you the song and then I'll show you where it was on BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. Hey, I know this is off topic, but do you ever read any of the Substack bloggers?
No.
I've really become a big fan. You know, James Lyon Weiler has Popular Rationalism. Toby Rogers is someone that we should all be paying attention to. Children's Health Defense has picked him up. He has written blogs that are just, they're brilliant. And I follow him. He's my Facebook friend. He should probably come on sometime. Actually, I think he really should come on. I guess I'll work on seeing if that can happen. You know, he's written a few blogs lately that have really caught my attention. Let me pull them up.
Okay.
Figure out which email account I get my Substack in. I think it's my Yahoo. Not sure. You know, I have so many email addresses. You know, Dr. Robert Malone also has, he's on there as well. Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. James Lyon Weiler, and Dr. Toby Rogers. They're all on there. Now, Dr. Toby Rogers wrote one on August 31st. And if you...
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. And you know what? This one is the one where he just describes who they are because he, okay, this one really caught my attention. And that's where I sent a, oh my gosh, this really caught my attention. Thank you for writing this kind of letter. So, would you like me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. From Dr. Toby Rogers. In the movement, we've been circling around two big questions for the past 2 years. Who is they and why are they doing this to us? This being developing and releasing bioweapons into the population, suppressing safe and effective treatments, destroying the global economy via lockdown, pushing dangerous shots with negative efficacy that maim, kill, and cause infertility at an astonishing rate, and implementing global totalitarianism. I have a problem speaking, so no, I'm sorry. Including the suspension of constitutional rights and the introduction of central bank digital currencies, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, digital surveillance, and vaccine carbon ESG passports. For now, I want to set aside the question of who is they. Generally speaking, I think we are dealing with structures, not individual actors. If Bill Gates died of a heart attack tomorrow, I doubt it would make much difference in the trajectory of this crisis. He would quickly be replaced by another character who is just as bad or worse. Today, I want to focus on the question of why. Below, I sketch out three theories of the cause, most of which you'll already recognize, and then a new theory that came to me this week. The first one, the political economy. Let's start with the political economy theory of the case. Follow the money is always a good strategy. RFK Jr. has shown that vaccines are a $50 billion a year industry that generate another $500 billion a year in revenue from treatment for vaccine injury. That's pharma's business model. They cause autism, ADHD, autoimmune disorders, childhood cancers, diabetes, dementia, epilepsy, Tourette's, etc. And then they all sell expensive, patented treatment to the injured who depend on these pharmaceutical products to survive. Toxic COVID shots add another $50 billion annually in vaccine revenue and probably another $500 billion in revenue from treatments for myocarditis, infertility, cancer, etc. So pharma doubled their revenue in just 2 years. Not too shabby. Two, the base determines the superstructure. He's written a bit in the past. He says, I've written a bit about this in the past, but I keep returning to this theme because it explains a lot. To summarize briefly, the base determines the superstructure, which means that the values and corresponding institutions of every era are shaped by the mode of production, types of industries, ways of wealth generation of that era. Our current economy is built around ed, med, media, and tech. The people who work in these industries come to identify with and see the world through the interest of the employer. Pharmaceutical poisons 95% of the population through the childhood vaccine schedule. Schools require it to create demand, and media plus higher education cover up the harm. Big tech lends a hand through surveillance, censorship, and amplification of the preferred industry narrative. These industries hire, promote, and reward people just like them. Highly functioning axes in a system thus reproduces and magnifies itself. An immortality project. My thinking in this area are shaped by two brilliant books, Revolutionary Immortality by Robert J. Lipton and The Denial of Death by Ernest Becker. Here's how I see the theories mapping into our situation. People have a deeply seated need to feel symbolic immortality, which is an inner sense of continuity with what has gone on before and what will go on after his or her individual existence. The sense of immortality may be expressed biologically by living on through one's sons and daughters and their sons and daughters, theologically, in the idea of a life after death or of other forms of spiritual conquest of death creatively or through works and influences persisting beyond biological death. Through identification with nature and with its infinite extension into time and space, or experientially through a feeling state, that experiential transcendence so intense that at least temporarily it eliminates time and death. I think this is actually really, I could shorten this up a little bit.
Okay.
Basically, bad things happen when people are left staring into an existential abyss. So the pharmaceutical attempt to fill that void with a few symbolic immortality projects of their own, vaccinating everyone on Earth. So its sole function is to give the atheist in the developed world a feeling of heroism that supplies them with a sense of immortality. Within the veneration of science in general and vaccines in particular, especially those crazy genetically mRNA concoctions, is a wink and a nod. If we just stick to this plan long enough, that eventually scientists will figure out how to make us live forever. That's certainly the plan with transhumanism, which is what you were discussing earlier. That's the goal of Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Harari, and the Davis crowd. Okay, now, the pharmaceutical cartel also likes to let millions of people play God. Doctors, public health officials, bureaucrats, like Aztec Mayans, high priests, they get to assure the public that if we just sacrifice enough innocent people, particularly children, that the crops would be bountiful this year. And they're thinking of, if they are gods, then they must be immortal. So all of the carnage, paradoxically, provides them with a sense of common, symbolic immortality. Now, this is the part that I really, really, really identified with and really enjoyed. Mass formation. Belgian psychology professor Matthias Desmond argues that the rise of totalitarianism is a psychological phenomenon. He studies what's called mass formation. It's when the conditions that produce collective delusions and willing participation in totalitarian systems. And basically, this mass formation emerges when certain conditions are met. A lack of societal connectedness, a lack of meaning, free-floating anxiety, and free-floating frustration and aggression. Now, obviously, our modern society met all of these conditions prior to COVID. And he argues that a narrative is distributed by a mass media that focuses on anxiety and aggression on a certain object. And that leads to a new kind of bonding and meaning-making in this society. So it creates a narrative of this heroic battle with an object of anxiety, which leads to a mental intoxication of connectedness and calming feelings of order and control. And you know, if you notice the ones that got the genetic the genetic shot, the manipulation, they're all right. Bragging about which brand of genetic yes. manipulation they went through. Like, I'm a Pfizer girl. I'm a Moderna person.
Some of them even got it tattooed on themselves.
Oh, my God. Sweet Jesus. Help them all. It was insane. The more absurd the narrative, the better it serves as a ritual. Because it shows who's in the in group. The Italian Naryism, sorry, I just have a hard time pronouncing some words, can be imposed on any society if the government or whatever structure rules it controls the essential elements of power, the military, the police, the media, and the culture industry. Once the transition to totality, that long word that starts with total and ends with ism, begins, you can count on roughly two-thirds of the society either embracing it or acquiescing to it. not because they are in some vulnerable psychological state, but rather because they correctly perceive which way the wind is blowing, and they don't want to challenge that word regime and be punished for doing so. Basically, they don't want to look for themselves and be punished for thinking for themselves. They are not hypnotized or under any kind of spell. It is pure survival instinct. When I read that, I thought, he gets it. Because as someone that has spent a ridiculous amount of money, time, and, you know, training to become a hypnotist, to say the word, oh, this whole group of people is hypnotized, it really irked me. It gets under my skin. And, you know, I have to set people aside. You know, you can't hypnotize people against their will. You can't do that. You can only hypnotize the willing. And you can't stay in a period of hypnosis for longer than about 90 minutes. And if you can absolutely hypnotize people against their will, then none of the people I know would have gotten the genetic experiment. However, line up, some of them did. Oh, and I'm someone with training and experience in hypnosis. So there's no way that people with no training can hypnotize groups of people. So that's kind of a sticking point for me. And when he said that, I thought, this is it? There's a lot to be said for that approach. Fascism is a recurring problem throughout history. And then there's eugenics. And there's some really strong reasons for eugenics. And this could be, yeah. There's some more to it, and his name is Dr. Toby Rogers, and his Substack is Utopian. So I absolutely recommend anybody listening, read his blog. He's brilliant. I'm definitely a fan.
I've heard some good things about various Substacks, but I've never went out there and scooped them out.
You know what? I think if you get the opportunity to, just really go wild on Substack. You know, Malone's on there. Toby Rogers is on there. James Lyon Weiler is on there. I'm not sure if McCullough is on there or not. Now, I met Dr. Peter McCullough.
See, we haven't talked since then.
Yeah, that was fun. So I was with my friend Rebecca, and she'll be coming on the show because we talked about that. So this is my friend Rebecca, and she has she's the president of Texas for Vaccine Choice. And you know, I was there when TSVC was formed, and I knew the falling out was going to happen, and you know, everything that just kind of happened did. And I've always really liked Rebecca. You know, there's every once in a while I meet somebody and I just really like them, and I don't know why, but you know, and I just get. Yeah, I really like her. She's fun. So we were going up to Sherman, which is where I'm from. And I said, you know, I'll drive because I know the roads pretty well, and I love driving in traffic, and I really like driving in road construction. Mm-hmm. And you know, I really like it. I'm fine with it. And we were going to my my hometown, and we went up there, and it was a blast. Dr. Peter McCullough spoke, and he is just so smart and so nice. And, you know, every one of his every single patient of his, the young ones that have gotten the shot, even if they have no symptoms, he's finding that the ones that don't even have symptoms still have heart damage. So I thought that was something really interesting. So, meeting Dr. McCullough was really nice. That was really fun. Rebecca, like I said, will be coming on one night soon. She's the president of Texas Vaccine Choice. And she, you know, she really, you know, she was, Jackie founded it, but, you know, been through its ups and downs, and now Rebecca's taking control, or Rebecca has it, and I feel that it's going to be managed better. You know, I always encourage people to join because there is power in numbers. No matter what I think of who's running it or whatever, there's power in numbers. So even though I may not be, you know, I definitely wasn't a big fan of TFVC, I still supported them in sometimes non-traditional ways, like growing Starbucks gift cards, you know, to one of them that was up late working on materials or whatever, or, you know, just little ways to help. And, yeah, I mean, I know that they have bullied the pro-vaccine candidates, or the pro-vaccine, anybody that tries to push a mandate bill in the state of Texas gets replaced. Texans for Vaccine Choice has been really good at, they're kind of like mercenaries. They just, they remove people politically through voting. And, you know, I mean, their women would drive, moms in minivans would drive 12 hours to go block for an opponent of the pro-vaccine candidate. It's really been really wonderful to watch, you know.
So there's a Mexican director named Iñárritu who says that if you don't like his movie, it's because you're a racist.
Well, now that's a broad statement, isn't it?
And I just saw your message. I guess we'll try to wind this down in a few minutes.
Okay. I'm really struggling. Finally in my apartment, but I still haven't caught good sleep yet.
Well, there was a guy also that was in the Olympics, an Olympic sprinter, Chavez Hart, was shot and killed outside a bar in the Bahamas today as he tried to break up a fight. Actually, this was on Saturday.
Oh, no. Yeah. Anyone that uses the racist card, I'm done. Yeah, I can't even look at this. I'm not exactly feeling the best anyway. But yeah. Definitely a quick way to done with that.
So a newly named cardinal says gay sex is not sinful if you're not a Christian.
Well, then that's that. If people were looking for any reason to dump religion, there you go.
Yeah, so a cardinal says if you're Christian, it's sinful, so pick another religion.
Right. That's terrible. I love my gay daughter. I am her mom. And I will always love her. But, wow, I can see that she will not choose Christianity.
All right, let's see. What else we want to get into before we get out of here? I can cover that tomorrow. I'm just doing any last minute, like, look, because once I sign out, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I really starting to fade fast. So, yeah. And thank you for being so patient with me, you know, over the last few weeks. You know, there's a sense of normalcy, and it's returning slowly but surely. It will be, it's returning.
Oh, I know what I wanted to get into here. So your mayor, Greg Abbott, started sending busloads of illegals to Chicago.
I love it. And they don't know what to do.
Right. So you have the mayor of Washington, D.C. angry. You've got the New York City mayor angry. And now you've got the Chicago mayor angry. And they're saying it's un-American to ship the illegals to Chicago.
They're just
supposed to keep them in Texas.
Yeah, no. If you want to have a sanctuary city, you better stand right up to it.
Yeah, and these people are getting shot in Chicago, 50 to 60 a week, so those apartments are gone. You can give them to the illegals there, so problem solved.
Hey, bingo. You know, I think it's fine, you know, if they come here and they say, yeah, I want to go to Chicago, hey, let them go.
I want to see them start going to Portland.
You know, I think that's a really good idea. They're really woke out there. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
I like when Eric Adams, the New York mayor, said he's going to start shipping people back to Texas.
Okay.
It's not that hard to get people to move out of New York State, I promise. All you have to do is ask them if they want to live somewhere else. You'll have people that'll draw their own chocolate outlines on the ground and move.
Yeah. You know, one of my very best friends lives in Washington, D.C., and it's so funny because we always joke that maybe I should pretend to be someone else so I can get a free ride to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, maybe so.
So I don't know if you know about this, but when the Democrats talked about with that inflation reduction bill, which means that the inflation is going to skyrocket bill, and they're they started off by giving people a $7,500 credit if they bought a Leaf or a Chevy Volt or a Prius.
Mm. Mm.
So Ford and everybody else raised their price by $8,500 for the cars.
Smart. Well, we know that's going to happen, right?
Yeah, so they're just getting the kickbacks.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, I think we've tortured you enough today.
I'm so glad to have been on, and I'm so glad to hear your voice. It's just, I'm really, really thankful to hear your voice. It's just a sense of normalcy kind of feels great.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's going to happen in November, because I don't think that Democrats are going to be able to bully. People don't vote by bully. If you ask somebody, why are you voting Democrat, their response is not, hey, I don't want a civil war, so I'm going to not vote for the candidate I want, and I'll vote for who they want me to vote for. I don't think people vote that way.
I think it's getting harder and harder to be blind to what the party's doing and to be I don't know. I say that in probably every Democratic friend I have got the shots, mm-hmm. got the experimental shots. And they got a lot of people just line their kids up.
Well, other than the Antifa crowd and Black Lives Matter, is the average person who voted Democrat really going to go hunt down Trump supporters or people that they don't think voted for Brandon?
I got accused of being a racist because I didn't vote. I didn't vote as a Democrat anymore because I wasn't liberal anymore. And I'm like, do you not see my children? I have biracial children. You know, they're definitely not, I mean, while I may glow in the winter, in the dark, while my skin may be very pale, my children are not, and they have beautiful hair and beautiful skin and just beautiful, beautiful children. And I think if I was racist, that would be like an extra commitment racism. Like, you know what? I'm going to stay with this guy for nearly 2 decades. I'm going to give birth to a couple of kids. And I'm going to totally dilute the race. No, that's not the thought process. It was like, well.
See, an average human being doesn't just walk around all day thinking race, 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 race. Nobody thinks that way. Nobody walks around saying, I'm a straight male. I'm a straight male. I'm a straight male.
No.
I mean, nobody in their right mind does stuff like that.
You know, I had a really good conversation with he's from Mexico, and it's a young man that I see quite regularly. He lives close to me, and we've developed a friendship, and I kind of I mom people kind of a lot, and he mentioned he started talking about politics, and he said I don't want to upset you. Told me that he's noticing that, you know, he is from Mexico, and he's noticing how he's definitely not Democratic anymore, how it is hard to be him, and how he's becoming more conservative because he can't stand behind the liberal woke agenda. He says, you know, he said, because, you know, he's told that all white people are a little bit racist, or that there's some racism. He said, but his experience is not that. And I'm like, you know, it makes me feel very upset, because there's, like, I've watched in the Million Man March with Tony Muhammad outside of D.C., in Atlanta. And I think it's really, like, I'm not going to apologize for being white in the same way that I'm not going to apologize for being blonde, or I'm not going to apologize for having blue eyes. I'm not going to apologize for being an extrovert. I'm not going to apologize for being loud. I'm not going to apologize for being mean to anybody, especially not the things I'm born with. So, and we talked about that, and I'm thinking, you know, how many mixed ethnicity children are around. And the answer is a lot. A lot. Mixed ethnicity, I believe, will be overtaking all ethnicities pretty soon.
I just don't believe one bit that people aged, say, 60 and under. We were not raised like that. We came from big cities, and we met everybody under the sun.
Uh-huh.
We don't have time to think about that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, I had a social justice warrior that I was conversing with Messenger email. And her big issue was, oh, my gosh, racial discrimination, and how do I feel about racism? And honestly, I don't think about it. And why do I not think about it? It's not because I'm white, female. It's because I live in Texas. And in August, if you've been outside, you're going to be brown because we have this really strong sun here. And, you know, you see a lot of people, there's a lot of interracial friendship. And, you know, I don't look at my friends and go, okay, well, I filled my quota for this specific race or this specific gender. I have, my friends are not, they're not cookie cutter. They're not the same. They're different. Their skin color is different. Their attitudes are different. They're all different people, you know? And some of them are so much alike, and the only difference is the expression in melanin in their skin, which is all it is, because we're really the same. It just matters how much melanin and pigment your body expresses.
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of how, look at the last 60 years of sports. We grew up following Hank Aaron and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and LeBron James.
Yes.
And you're going to say, well, he was a good player. Barry Sanders was a good running back, but he was black. Nobody would ever in their right mind even dream about saying that.
No, yeah, nobody said that. And, I just went and watched, I can't remember his last name. His name is Leon Bridges. I went to that concert about a month ago, and he's from Fort Worth. And yes, I remember him when he sang karaoke in Fort Worth, before he even got big. And he, you know, I remember that. But, you know, I just went to watch him. And did I go watch him because he was black? No. I went to watch him because he's really good. And he's got a song called Texas Sun that is phenomenal. And anytime someone sings a really good song about Texas, I become a fan of theirs. And I get biased. And I'm like, well, he's from Fort Worth. So, you know, absolutely I'm going to be supportive of him. And he can sing his little Texan heart out. But he's just absolutely talented. And, you know, I didn't go see him because of his race or his color or the amount of pigment his genetics deemed he expressed. I went to see him because he's good.
Hey, you just reminded me of a song from the mid-90s from a... There was a group of teenagers back in the mid-90s called Radish, and they were from Dallas, and they had one hit song on the alternative charts called Little Pink Stars. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
Hey, they're probably your age. Maybe you knew of them or something. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, maybe I probably partied with them, and I don't remember it. It's the story of so much of my teen years and early 20s. Thank goodness there was no social media. I say that. I would have had photos with some really interesting people, but, you know.
Well, I know that back in the old days, 25 years ago, that was America Online time.
Yeah, of course.
That was considered social media, I suppose.
Everybody had their own AOL account, and there were chat rooms.
Yeah, there was only 36 spots, so you had to get in there, or else it opened up another room for you.
I got a web TV. It was like $250 back in 1999. I got a web TV. It's $30 a month. Ugh, craziness.
Yeah, I never had web TV or Net Zero. I had AOL.
I didn't have a computer. Oh, Susie, I didn't have a computer until 2003.
Oh. I had a Commodore 64 back in the day.
Oh, heck. We had a Peach Calc.
I don't know that one.
That was from Radio Shack. And you had to basically write your own code. You had to write code. There was a book of code for you to write.
Okay.
So if you needed... You know, if you, whatever program you needed, you had to write the code for it, and you had to type it in for every time you used it. So, you know, it's learning to code back in, you know, 94, 95. Yeah.
All right. Did I keep you up too late?
I think it's about time for me to go to sleep, and I'm feeling it with my entire body.
All right. Well, we got to 8:30. That was my goal. So
yay!
Now
perfect.
That we got to 8:30, I'm okay with leaving a few minutes early. I was just trying
It's 10:30 here, and I do have to wake up early tomorrow, and I'm already just defeated tonight. So
all right.
Okay. Well, cool deal. Well, I had a blast. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I could just sit here and play Tucker Carlson for a few minutes or something, but...
You know, you could, and I would absolutely just listen to it.
It'll be there tomorrow.
You do. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm about to just fall out right now.
All right.
But I'm really glad I came on. So thank you for holding space for me and Things are getting better. That's all I know.
I still have to figure out when and if Dala's coming back, so I'm just trying to figure out my Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, I love her. I love her. And I haven't spoken to her in a long time. So,
yeah, if you get a chance, shoot her a message. This way you know if you're moving to Mondays or staying on Tuesdays. So just ask her and... You two can figure out. I don't care who does what day, to be honest.
Okay. I don't really care either. So, you know.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to look for another co-host, I'm good.
I think that sounds great. That sounds really great. I like co-hosting. I really, really, really do. And, you know, it's been a little extra lifey lately, so. Otherwise, I would have been here.
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead. I know you've been waiting.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good night. And
all right. So we'll throw it down here. So thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. I'll go ahead and cut out a few minutes early. I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oops.